Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. The number of former patients of Praxis Landmark Recovery filing suit against the facility has more than quadrupled, from 9 to 37. Praxis Landmark Recovery is also now facing a lawsuit from a group of 10 former patients at their Bluffton facility. The attorney in charge of these cases says there's more coming. His office has been inundated with calls from former patients and employees as people continue coming forward to tell their stories. Trevor Crossan says they're planning to amend the two lawsuits in the future in addition to filing a medical malpractice claim. Many questions were left unanswered regarding a proposed ordinance that would designate an area in Elkhart for homeless camping. During Monday's special meeting of the Common Council, many voiced their displeasure at the plan. The proposal is intended to prohibit camping and storage of personal items on public property. There was no vote at Monday's meeting, and there's no word on when there will be a decision on this ordinance. Council members say this public hearing is the first of many steps before a decision will be final. Elkhart police are warning the public of a phone scam in the area. Scammers can disguise their real number and make it appear on the caller ID as if they're calling from a local number or even the police department's number. This is called spoofing. Police say they will never call you to request money or gift cards to have a warrant removed. Police say if you receive a call like this, hang up. Investigators believe it was a 2-year-old that pulled the trigger that killed his 1-year-old cousin. Joseph Troop was sharing childcare duties with another adult. He brought a gun into the home on Amherst Avenue and slept with it under the pillow, forgot about it, and left it loaded when he left the room. Troop's son and nephew were playing in the bedroom when Troop and the other adult heard a gunshot. They found Troop's 2-year-old son standing near the 1-year-old who had a gunshot wound. Troop grabbed the gun and left. Police found Troop at his home on Cushing Street. He faces charges including neglect of a dependent resulting in death and reckless homicide. COVID-19 cases are back on the rise thanks to a new Omicron variant. Dr. James Harris at the South Bend Clinic says this surge began in early July with an average of 5,000 people being admitted weekly. Those rising cases of COVID-19 can also be seen nationally. The new variant is more contagious than previous ones, which the CDC says accounts for about 17% of new COVID cases in the United States. Dr. Harris says there's a bivalent vaccine that includes a vaccine for the original strain and the Omicron variant. He says the FDA has approved a monovalent vaccine that will come out in October. The city of Three Rivers is working to protect families from lead after testing last week found it in water samples. The city is now handing out free water filters to households, but only if you're eligible. The city recently collected samples from 47 homes and found more lead service lines throughout town. 6 of those homes had results over 15 parts per billion, which is more than what's safe for drinking. To get a free filter, you have to be a Three Rivers resident. Those who are on Medicaid or WIC automatically qualify, as well as those who can't afford to buy their own filters. Community members not eligible for the provided filters can find them at most local stores. All Michigan residents are encouraged to have their lines inspected for lead. University of Notre Dame junior Audric Estime has been named to the 2023 Doak Walker Award watch list, presented annually to the top collegiate running back in the nation. Estime led the 2022 Irish rushing attack with 920 yards, boasting a 5.9 yards per carry average and scoring 11 touchdowns. The South Bend Cubs fell to Lake County 10-4 yesterday afternoon. The captains have taken the first 2 games of the series, with the 3rd game coming your way tonight with coverage starting at 6:40 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. The Chicago Cubs failed to pick up a series win against the Mets, losing the rubber match 4-3 in Queens last night. The White Sox took 2 of 3 from the Yankees, including last night's 9-2 win. Detroit beat Minnesota 9-5. They'll wrap up their series this afternoon at 1:10 in Detroit. Michael Lorenzen threw the 14th no-hitter in Philadelphia Phillies history, a dazzling performance in only his 2nd start with his new team, which beat the Washington Nationals 7-0. Notre Dame men's basketball revealed its non-conference schedule yesterday, with a trip to Brooklyn being among Coach Micah Shrewsbury's first early tests in his first season with the Irish. Notre Dame will tip off their season November 7th against Niagara at Purcell Pavilion. Notre Dame will also play in the Legends Classic at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn on November 16th and 17th against 2 of either Auburn, Oklahoma State, or St. Bonaventure. The Irishmen will also travel to South Carolina for a previously announced matchup on November 28th as part of the new ACC-SEC Challenge. Notre Dame will also play 2 former Big East foes. They're at Marquette on December 9th and host Georgetown on December 16th. Western Carolina, Maryland Eastern Shore, Western Michigan, the Citadel, and Marist will also visit Purcell Pavilion.
From the Great Lakes Heating and Air Conditioning Weather Center, Michiana Weather.
Areas of fog this morning, then becoming mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. Highs at 80. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujol.